On November 16, 2004, True North Sports and Entertainment opened the MTS Center in downtown Winnipeg, which sat 15,015 for hockey, 16,345 for concerts. According to True North Sports and Entertainment, the cost of the building was $133.5 million, $93 million, which came from the private sector, and $40.5 million, which came from the public sector. While the projected costs for new buildings in Calgary and Edmonton are expected to be 3 to 5 times as much, the financing of the MTS Center may indeed be the model which one or both of the NHL teams may wish to follow. Recently, I spoke to Jim Ludlow, President and Chief Executive Officer of True North Sports and Entertainment, and I asked him, when it came to funding their project, was there some kind of handbook they could follow?
There isn't a handbook, but there's some folks out there that have done some of the work before, but they've never done it in your community. So at the end of the day, you need, whether it's in Edmonton or Calgary or Winnipeg for that matter, a committed group locally who can understand the local marketplace and the local opportunity to create revenue. And, the size of the facility, the design, the vision is always going to be a function of its cost. The mix of debt and equity, and presumably the mix of debt and equity has something to do with, the business model at the other end in terms of, revenue expense and EBITDA. So committed local ownership, was critical to vetting all of the information that's out there on a broader scale and creating your own local handbook. Because at the end of the day, it's no one's going to understand your marketplace better than somebody from the marketplace. The right kind of builder, the right architectural group, the right consultants on the soft side, and committed ownership group, and it's possible.
We mentioned the funding split on the MTS Center project earlier. Ludlow fleshed that out for me. The
public-private partnership model we have here is about 70-30, 70% private sector and 30% public sector. And at the end of the day, with a commitment that, irrespective of that mix, that it's private sector owned and operated fully. So the three levels of government then agreed to share 30%, which really then means, and it's a great leverage model for the public sector and a good leverage model for the private sector, it really means that each level of public sector government contribution represents 10% of the overall capital cost. So, if the city or the province puts up 10% of the overall capital cost, they still gain a full new public assembly facility in the community for 10% of the cost. So, if the four parties are coming together, the private sector and then the three levels of government, in a model like that that can work, everybody's a winner. Now we have a capital cost on the private sector side that can be supported by the business model. I mean, we have to reduce the overall capital cost by an amount that makes sense to the private sector. But on the other hand, a civic government or a provincial government need only put up, in this case, 10% of the cost of the project, but end up with a full new airport or a new public assembly facility or a new MTS center as they have, and everybody's the better for it.
So now that it's all said and done and the building's been open for 6 years, one could wonder if all the partners in the MTS Center project are satisfied with their investment.
I would say absolutely. And I think they have made those statements publicly on a number of occasions that it is just and we would say that about our public sector partners too. Between the city and the province and the federal government and True North Sports and Entertainment, we've managed to put together, a business transaction that's worked out, I would say, wonderfully for everyone. I mean, the city of Winnipeg is probably a better place for the MTS Center today. In the past 6 years, we've had close to 6 million paid customers through the doors in Winnipeg and almost 900 events in this city, which for a city the size of Winnipeg is pretty staggering. And that has everything to do with the vision that the three levels of government here saw with our company, and their ability to follow through and our ability to follow through and create the product that we have today.
Jim Ludlow is quick to point out that while the funding model for the MTS Center worked for them, each market is unique.
I think it just has to come down. There's sort of the model of 30,000 feet, but then it simply has to be regionalized, whether it's in Pennsylvania or Alberta or Manitoba. I mean, and that's what I meant in some of my earlier comments. You just have to have a very thoughtful local ownership, call it development group, with a very, you know, thoughtful, you know, civic and provincial government that, you know, can make it work for that community. And that's a function of understanding needs and demands, you know, of the community on the facility side and of the private sector on the sort of the business model side. And all of those variables have to really work for everybody, and they can and they do. But, you know, somebody from Ontario or New York State is not going to understand that in Manitoba the way, you know, we've understood it together. And I would say that about Alberta or Pennsylvania. So you just have to regionalize the model somehow, and certainly doable. You know, in whether it's Calgary, Edmonton, for certain. But everybody's model will be different.
Jim Ledlow is the president and chief executive officer for True North Sports and Entertainment. While it remains to be seen if the MTS Center will ever play host to an NHL team, there is little doubt that it's been a successful upgrade to the downtown core of Winnipeg. Recently, Dave Naylor, in an article in the Globe and Mail, detailed the possibility of more NHL teams coming to Canada. Naylor pointed out that the MTS Center booked the third highest number of shows in Canada, behind only the ACC in Toronto and the Bell Center in Montreal. This was only a sample of the details and debate that has gone on and will go on into who pays for a new arena in Calgary. I will repeat what I've said before. To date, the Calgary Flames have not made any comments on how their new arena project will be funded. I do know this. They're acutely aware of the debates ongoing in places like Edmonton, Regina, Winnipeg, and Quebec City when it comes to new facilities, and are likely going to learn as much as they can from these other projects. All right, when we come back, let's get into the real nuts and bolts of building a modern multi-purpose NHL facility.